And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. How should the university clean up its act and manage actually to educate student athletes? Big time sports has brought money and fame to UNC and a good dose of embarrassment. Now, a panel of educational leaders chaired by Hunter Rawlings offers 28 recommendations to correct the imbalance between sports and education. But what will become of it? This report is one of at least 8 reviews, investigations, and panels to look into the athletics and academics balance issue just in the past 3 years, according to the Daily Tar Heel. Mary Willingham summarized it well when she said, "Let's be honest. We've had countless reports and we still have athletes who are not getting served a real opportunity for an education here at Carolina and at colleges and universities across the country." Ms. Willingham is an academic counselor, former reading specialist for the Academic Support Program. She's researched this thoroughly. She knows whereof she speaks, and when she speaks, I listen. Rawlings, president of the Association of American Universities, urges UNC to take his panel's recommendations seriously. Actually, do something with them. University leaders talk a good game when they discuss reform, but some of those who labor in the classrooms, labs, and libraries have doubts, and I, who labored in the classroom for 22 years there, share their skepticism. The Daily Tar Heel does report that UNC has taken several measures recently to address athletics. The Student Athletic Academic Initiative Working Group, led by Provost Jim Dean and Athletics Director Cunningham, will examine how the university can encourage athletes' academic success. Examine? Yeah. Plenty of examining is going on, but how has the student athletes' chances for getting a good education improved? Will these studies and reports make that happen? Or will the tail, as it has for years, continue to wag the dog? This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.